السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا گزشتہ خطبے میں میں نے والدین سے لے کر معاشرے کے مختلف طبقات
In my last sermon, I had mentioned the kindness to the relations and neighbors and to the society and in general. In a society to create peace and tranquility, it performs a major role. The social and economic conditions also have a great link with the peace of society. I will say a few words regarding this aspect. In any society, relatively or very clearly, there are well-to-do people and also poor people. There are those who are needy and there are those who satisfy others' needs. Some, despite being financially better off because of their natures, neither do they spend for religious cause nor do they spend to satisfy the need of those who are poor. Even they are totally unaware of doing good to their neighbors. They never think that they should examine what is their financial situation so that from the wealth that Allah has bestowed on them, they can spend for the needy. As a result, there can be separation among such relatives and they increase so much that they even lose the feeling of their relatives. Sometimes when they find their relatives in need and their needs are not satisfied and their near relatives are not helping them, then these create separation and a feeling of alienation.
حسد اور نفرت کے جذبات پیدا کرے.
That it should not create a feeling of jealousy and animosity. Anyone who claims to be Muslim should free himself from such feelings, and this is what is expected of a believer. It is we thank Allah that in Jamaat Ahmadiyya, because of the blessing of pledge with promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that such people who look after who are jealous of other people's wealth, they are very few. And with the grace of Allah, the poor section of the Jamaat who have less resources, rather than looking towards the other people's wealth, they render thanks to God, and they do financial sacrifices more than their capacity. And if you were to examine them closely, that the sacrifice of a poor Ahmadi compared to his income, his level of sacrifice is better than his well-to-do brothers. In any case, those who are better off and they are in a better financial condition, they should look after their relatives who are financially weak, because this is a great source of increasing the mutual love and affection. As I had said before, that when salam word is referred to man, it means that such a person whose morals are not under his desires and wishes. The level of an Ahmadi is that he should not have his own wishes. He should also respect the wishes of his brothers and his sisters, and also should respect the wishes of his relatives and his friends. He should look after also the poor and the needy. Any time because of anger or because of being displeased by someone, he should not deprive one if he needs some help. In this connection, you must always remember the commandment of Allah. When Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, there was an allegation against her, and this is a longish incident, but when she was freed from that allegation by God, then among those who were alleging was one. He was quite pious, but he was waylaid by the hypocrites. But because of his need, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him, used to help him. So when Hazrat Aisha's allegation was removed, Hazrat Abu Bakr pledged that he will never help him again. In the Holy Quran, Allah says, "Wala yatale ulul fazle minkum wasaate yutu ulul qurba wal masakina wal muhajirina fi sabilillah wal yafu wal yasfahu ala tuhibbuna yaghfirullahu lakum wallahu ghafurur rahim." That among you, the one who is of excellence and has the capacity And those who migrate in the way of Allah, they should not pledge not to help them. They should forgive them, overlook their fault, because you don't like that, don't you like that Allah should forgive you? And Allah is most forgiving, ever merciful. So for the believer, this is a lasting command. Despite the fact that this allegation was on the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr, despite the fact that this was against the most beloved wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which had hurt greatly the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and despite the fact that this allegation was on his beloved friend, was also an allegation to the beloved of God, as a result of which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was much worried and much depressed. The beloved of Allah, for whose sake Allah had created the heaven and earth, but despite that, not only Allah forgave them, but He also commanded him that, O the man of excellent morals, the one who loves the Prophet most, and he is one of his closest friend, and all those who come under this, that whatever the situation, you should overlook their fault and continue your help which you are giving one. And in any anger or in any difficulty, it should not stop you from giving this help. Allah is most forgiving, and He will forgive you. With His beloved, Allah always, from His beloved, Allah always expects peace, and therefore you should never lose this status. So if when in this such situations you must not stop your help, then in ordinary circumstances you must pay much more attention to it, for spreading the peace and reconciliation, you should look after other people's financial and other needs. And we see that for expressing this love, because the peace of society is linked with the individual sacrifices, the Ansar of Medina had also set high standards of financial sacrifice for the migrants. They knew that Ansar and the migrant is not a link between them. It is a link between a Muslim and a brother Muslim. Therefore, now you have to set new examples and traditions of peace and reconciliation. Whatever brotherly relations the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has set between us, it is not a worldly brotherhood. This is such a brotherliness by which, in the obedience of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the peace of the whole world rests. Then the whole world saw that because of these feelings of brotherliness, this muakhat, what a great radical change it brought about. So this is a passion which today should be shown by each member of his beloved Messiah. And then this peace will be made widespread again, for which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was raised. So therefore you should pay attention to fulfill the rights of your neighbor, your relations, your kindness to mankind. Here in the Western society, who are in better circumstances, with their relatives who are not dependent on them, but they are close relations, you should continue to send gifts to them who lives in poor countries and they are not financially well off. In Pakistan and in other countries also, I know there are some families who, for their better education or for their better businesses, they are financially better. Such people should always look after the need of their brothers in their own countries. It should be such a help where you do not tell them you are doing a favor. You should be presenting the scene of itaizil qurba, that you are giving it because of close relations. You should be helping them in such a way that if your right hand is giving them, the left hand must not know. And this is what keeps the self-respect of the person, and this is the method which spreads peace in the society. And this is a method for one and other, because of their prayers, the good society is established. These days in Pakistan also, the standard of living is very high and the cost of living is very high. And it is very difficult to keep your condition secret and private. But an Ahmadi should try that they should self-respect should be maintained and he should never beg. But those relations who are in a better financial situation, they should know that they should help their relatives in such a way that it should be kept private. There is a letter from an old lady that his brother used to send her money, and this was good for her, and she could for her living, but because of some condition that help stopped. And her condition reached in such a way that it was very difficult for her to make end meets. She could only have one meal a day. Once the lady was walking and she saw an 8 anna or a rupee on the ground. And when she was going to pick it up, she was worried that has she lost trust in God, because I'm depending on this rupee, maybe it belongs to someone. This will be a theft in a way. So whatever feeling she had, she did not pick that up. And her children was also making difficult to make their end meet, but she was telling them that the situation can change, you should have patience, and whatever the circumstances, you should turn more to God if it is a situation of poverty. She said afterwards, when I came home, there was some visitor, that the person who used to give him help, he gave her an envelope which had more money than previously. So these are such circumstances of some people, that if that help did not come for a while, it would have possible that her children might have developed some thoughts which may create hatred with the society and mistrust in God. And there are such circumstances which can destroy the peace of homes. So you should always keep these in mind, whatever commandments Allah has gave are full of wisdom. In any case, the economic conditions do play a great role in peace and security of the society. Allah says, "Wafi amwalihim haqqul lisaili fil wal mahroom," that in their wealth, those who beg or those who do not ask, there is a right for them. Then Allah says, "Waatiz al qurba haqqahu wal miskina." Zalika khairul lilladhina yuriduna wajh Allah. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Then Allah says further, وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ رِبًا لِيَرْبُوا فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ فَلَا يَرْبُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. The translation of the verses which Huzoor has recited is that for the poor, for the destitute, for the traveller, you should pay. It is good for those who seek Allah's pleasure. These are the people who will succeed. Then the next verse is, and whatever you give as interest, that can increase your wealth, it does not increase in the sight of Allah. Whatever you give in charity, these are the people who will multiply your wealth. These are the things which will multiply your wealth. Here Allah has reminded us that you should give to your near relations, the destitute and the needy and the traveler. What is their right? It is their right is that to satisfy their needs, those who are in better circumstances, whose are financially better off, they should spend for their section of society which who are needy, who include near ones and needy and the travelers. Because if you do not look after the rights of the people and leave your brothers to suffer in the society, then this will force them for criminal acts to fulfill the needs of themselves and for their children, that they will do such acts which will destroy the peace of the society. The poor people and the needy section of society, by not getting their needs fulfilled, sometimes they have malice and jealousy for those who are better off, and by benefiting from it, that those who have self-interest, they use them to create unrest in society. You can see mostly such are the people who, in at least in poor countries or those who are underdeveloped, these are the people who come out in the street to create disturbance and unrest. And because they have their financial situation is not good, then such people also raise their voices against the rich. And whoever are in their country who are well off, they raise their voices against them. And they also raise voices against the rulers. They have strikes and they also break the law and they create disorder in the society, in their country. And the history has always shown us such unrest, and we see this unrest in many countries today. So among the causes of disturbance is also the economic loss. Then this does not stop here. Then such section of society also move away from God. Those section of society who restrict their wealth to them and does not do their duty towards the needy and the poor, not acting upon the commandments of Allah, they also move away from God. So Islam claims to be perfect and complete religion, in which every need of every section of society has been kept in mind, so that the society should be peaceful and people should also continue to give attention to God and does their duty to Him. So it is the pious state of the Muslims which can make him to present the right example of Islam. It shows the reflection of the teaching which Allah has given to us. Otherwise, just a claim to be Muslim has no importance. As we have seen that one of the commands of Allah is to improve the financial state of the poor section of the society, and for this the command is to pay alms and to give in charity and to give gifts to each other. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said that you should exchange gifts. This increases love. How great is the importance of giving of alms, the zakat? And there are various commands in many places in the Holy Quran, because this is what will maintain the expenses of the government, and they can also look after the needs of the poor. As I said, in different places Allah has mentioned, and with the establishment of prayer, Allah has always mentioned zakat. This is most important. And whosoever are eligible, they should pay zakat. And those who Muslim has the capacity, he should also spend for their near ones and the needy out of his wealth. Rather, it is obligatory. To look after the poor and the needy and the weak of the society, because this way you are helping. They are the people who are helping with their labor in the industry, and for large industrialists, because of their labor, there are some people doing labor on their cultivating lands, and if their labor is not there, especially in our countries, the farmers put much burden on the labor, because in other Western countries they use machinery for farming, but in the poor countries much burden falls on the manual labor. Here also, who are industrialist countries, the labor pay much role to their advancement. If the hard work of this section of society is not there, the economy of the country cannot progress. Therefore, there is a command to do your duty to these, and to benefit from their labor. You must not deprive them of their right. and you should also look after their other needs. Islam is the only religion who keeps in mind the right of every section of society, and also reminds you to do your duty to this weak section of society. No other religion and no other ism can compete with it. That is why you see that the ism which were standard bearers of the rights of the poor, they are gradually disappearing. And the restlessness of the world is increasing, because one does not get peace just with money. Because Allah's command that you should worship me, if both of the section of society, the one who fulfills the need and the one who is needy, when they will be acting upon this command, then they will pay attention to these rights for the sake of God. When the well-to-do will help and support the needy for the thought that they have to win Allah's pleasure, this help is not a favor, but it is the right of the needy. And if you will be giving them help, it will not be because you look down upon the poor section of society, but by maintaining their self-respect, you will be helping them. And the one who is giving will be indebted to the one who has accepted it. And the one who is receiving will also be grateful to the one who has kept his need in mind. And this will be the true society that will present an example of Islamic teaching, where you will see peace as well as the prayers for each other. You should remember, today it is only an Ahmadi who can present the true picture of such a society. An Ahmadi who has taken a pledge with promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam that I will adhere to the commands of Allah and will try to act upon them. But the self-interest in the world, and because of their personal advantages, their preferences are changing, and the direction towards which the world is moving, with that thinking, you cannot expect peace and tranquility of the society. Promised Messiah says that the true believers help their near ones and the needy, and also spend on the for the needs of the orphans. And they save the destitute from hunger, and they help the travelers and those who beg. So this is one example which we should see in a society of the believers. The other verse that I had recited, in that it has also mentioned the same. Allah has reminded us to an important aspect of the need of society, which has always been a cause of disorder, and even today it is considered a common commandment. But in fact, every country, poor country in the world, the rich ones are burdening them with debt. And that, as I said in the translation of the verse, it is interest, the bank interest. Allah has prohibited the interest, because this will continue to push the poor into worse states. The verse in which the interest has been mentioned, it also compares with the other, that what do you get out of the bank interest. And and the help you give to the people with your money and with your gifts, what you gain out of it. First, you should remember that whatever you spend seeking Allah's pleasure, Allah promises that He will certainly certainly rest your success, and you will witness its sights in this world as well as in the hereafter, and this is the greatest success, that Allah is pleased. The other success will be establishment of a peaceful society. Then after death, in the next life, you will gain Allah's pleasure and will be beneficiary of lasting gardens of paradise, where you will receive the salam of God. And those who reject Allah's commands and are involved in interest about them, Allah says that Allah is declaring a war against them, and whosoever Allah declares war, they have no rest in this life, and they will be punished in the hereafter. Then, because of this interest, how the peace of the society is destroyed. The poor continue to be ground in the mill of poverty. And the one section of society is filling their pockets with their income and with their labor of the poor. Apparently, the one who earns a great deal of money, he is filling his treasures, but they find no peace of mind. Many people say, and I've also witnessed in Pakistan, that despite money, they cannot sleep at night. It is this interest which has created in the society of the country at a national level as well as individual level, has collected the money around one section of society. And even in the rich countries, where apparently they are better situation, but because of this interest, many people are burdened with debt, and they cannot come out of their debt throughout their life. Recently, that there was a function in Roehampton University, and I told them, and that this is also a kind of slavery. The Vice Chancellor of the university and many other people supported me in this, and they cannot but support us, because it is the Word of God, which is full of facts and truth, and without acting upon it, the world cannot gain its salvation. As I said, that interest is a form of slavery, and in slavery you can never develop love. It will always be aversion and hatred that will be born, and the peace is disturbed. In Sindh, there are Hindus in such interest, and there are also some Muslims who are involved in this bank interest. And there are special section which are involved in this. And these loans on interest can never let the person be free of this debt, rather even their next generation cannot be freed. There was an American who wrote that about Indo-Pakistan research, that these are such people who apparently are landlords and farmers, but their situation is that they're born with the loan and they live their life with loan, and when they leave this world, they are still under debt. So it is interest which has imprisoned them in this difficulty. If according to the command of Allah they were to act on those commands, rather than they could be chained in debt for generations, and they should also imprison the next generations who should live their life in restlessness. They can be saved. And when people are imprisoned and chained in debt, then they can never have good thoughts and good feelings for others, especially for those to whom they are indebted. In poor countries, which includes many of the Muslim countries, for example Pakistan, they talk much of Islam, but they cannot be delivered from debt. No matter what name they give it to this interest, but the actual fact, it is interest, whatever they call it. Whenever the rich people take loan from the banks, they do not pay back, and then after a while they write off those debts, but then it is the poor section which continue to suffer further, and this is what creates restlessness in the poor section. And the restlessness of no section of society can keep the peace in the society. As I have mentioned in the beginning, that the cost of living in Pakistan is so high that the poor are in fact very worried, and the distances between rich and the poor are increasing. When these distances increase, then in that society you cannot give surety of peace and security in the society. So where the Pakistani Ahmadi should pray for their country, it is our duty as well. Of those who have settled in other countries from Pakistan, they should pray for the safety and security of Pakistan, because it is passing through a great difficulty, and there are many causes, but one of the causes is that the poverty has increased a great deal. May Allah have mercy on our country, and may have mercy on every other country who, because of their own people and the foreigners, they are being oppressed. The rich countries of the people, by giving help to the poor countries, they have chained them in such debts from which they cannot come out, and this is also a kind of slavery. Then in such slavery there are reactions, and when there are reactions, then not only the peace and security of the country is disturbed, but the whole peace of the world is disturbed, and people that are born which have feeling against other nations, and then logical outcome would have been this. And Allah has already informed us and has warned our Muslims that in the sight of Allah, the money of interest does not multiply. What you think is multiplying, it is because of the curse of God becomes unblessed. And especially the Muslims and the Muslim rulers, if they have to bring them out of these problems, then they should act. They can only come out by acting on the commands of Allah, only by fulfilling the demands of justice. You can only bring them out of this disturbed situation by acting upon Allah's command, and more than all else, that whatever evils which have found its way in the society, to the some which they like now as the suckling of their mothers, they have fallen into these evils. The Allah who has sent the Prince of Peace to deliver them from such, they will have to believe in him. If you will disobey him and would be violent against those who believe in him, then you will never be able to come out of this darkness and this evil, these evils. to look after the needy, and the verses that I have mentioned of paying zakat and to prohibit the interest. One of the verses, Zahar al-fasadu fil barri wal bahr bima kasabat aydin nasi liyuziqahum la'allahum yarju. That whatever evil people have earned by their own hand, the disorder is in the land and in the sea, so that Allah should make them taste the result of their reward of their evil acts, so that Allah can make them see. This disorder that you see in the world is because of the evils in which the society is involved. It is because not acting upon the command of Allah, that what Allah has reminded us. All these sights that we see, that every Muslim country and every person who calls himself Muslim despite being free are slaves, and they have a suspicion in the sight of foreign nations. They are suspected, and whether it is Muslim or other countries, they have become spiritually bankrupt, and this bankruptcy is on the increase. The moral evils and lowliness is past the limits, and these people will taste the punishment of Allah if they will not reform themselves. It is the duty of a Muslim in whose book, in whose Sharia law, in such a book who has brought the final Sharia law, Allah has given the warning that now you are being shaken, you should learn a lesson from it. And on such occasions, when Allah raises His chosen people to remind them of good, so those who have been raised by God, you should listen to their message. You should reflect because of the situation and search out for them so that you are saved, and take this message to the world and save them from their destruction. So every Muslim should ponder and reflect. Otherwise, they should remember that it is a great warning of God. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that these days people want spiritual water. The earth has died. This time is of Zahar al-Fasado fil barre wal bahar. The jungle and the oceans are in disorder, and there is disorder in all aspect of society. Wherever you see, the man has lost spiritual state, and the minor and the little and the great are all involved in evil, and there is no sign of knowing God. And therefore it is need that there should be spiritual water, heavenly water and heavenly light. And you should thank God that He has with His grace sent this light, but there are few who benefit from this light. So Ahmadis are fortunate that Allah has made us benefit from that light. Therefore, with your word and with your act, you should try to spread this light so that the world may, we can save the world from this disorder to which the world is moving, as a result of which that a large part of the world may suffer destruction. May Allah have mercy. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Hina. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله